Hi, Lena.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Real well. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you
So, okay. Is it crazy working with John Hamm? That's the first question.
too. Not crazy, no, but awesome, yes. He is what you would want him to be, right? Like
Yeah.
he's just cool and giving. He's open and he drops jokes and he's just he's great. Like he's a dude's dude, and he's someone that you really want to be around all the
So he's that
time.
guy we
So
think he is, isn't he?
he is. Some people are so different from, who they portray. Sometimes it can like ruin your vision of someone that
Sure.
you maybe either idolize or like. You're like, I bet that guy's so cool. Or, but no, he is. He's awesome.
So do you have tell-all stories? No, I won't ask you,
No tell-all stories. No, no.
but this is a great show for you. You gotta love being in it, aren't you?
I am absolutely loving being in it. This is such a it's a cool project, and somehow I booked this. I didn't think I would. As an actor, you audition for things over and over again, and I was kind of in like a dry spell in my career. I was doing tons of auditions, but I wasn't booking anything, and I was getting really, sad about
Sure. Okay.
that. As you know, tons of rejection. But then this show, it worked out, and it seems to be really synergistic. And I couldn't be more lucky than to be a part of this show, because not only is it Apple TV who are basically producing like the best content right now,
Oh, yeah.
but it's also, Jonathan Tropper, who's a brilliant writer, the and then Jon Hamm, and then Amanda Peet, and then Olivia Munn. You've got great people all surrounding you, so I feel really supported. And I feel like I'm a part of something that is awesome.
This show has taken off tremendously. I mean, you might have yourself a major hit on your hands, and then what do you do? Because then you may be locked in for many years. It's already been given the second season, right?
Yeah, we're filming second season now, which is wild. And I think that is so lucky. Especially for me, because I love my character so much. I have so much, empathy for my character. I love playing her. I get to play music again, so that really does satiate that side of me. And I get to have kind of a little schedule going on, so I can plan. So it's really nice, and it's nice to be locked into a character. I do want people to see Allie and see me and go, oh my God, like, hey, Allie. Like, I would be thrilled if someone was like, hey, Allie, on the street to me and
Right.
not Lena, because that means that they've connected so deeply with my character. They think I am her. That would be great as a testament as an actor. If someone really believes you, then they're going to always connect you with that character. And that would be great for me, because then you would always be like, oh, that's Allie. And oh, that's Lena Hall. And then you go on a journey of finding out more about the actor and the person themselves. But it's really the character that connects you with the audience. So hopefully Allie will connect me with the audience, and people will start recognizing me as Allie.
Well, looking forward to seeing how this all plays out. I wish I had more time with you. You're so much fun and you're so nice. So thank you so much for your time.
Of course, we'll do it again. I would love being here. Thank you.
Right, we'll see you, Allie. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.